Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the most stunning man in North Queens, Rich Stambolian.
That is true. I'm trying to expand into South Queens, Western Queens, and Eastern Queens.
Wow. It's taking your territory.
I'm expanding. I'm going to expand, and then I'm going to go right into Brooklyn.
Wow. That's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Rich?
Not much, man. I'm feeling pretty good today. How about you?
Me too. I'm exhausted. I was a dirty stay out last night.
Dirty boy.
I went to Del Frisco's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, had some Wagyu. What do you think of Wagyu?
Two steaks for yourself.
We had a tomahawk. We had a tomahawk for two. Ooh. We had Wagyu. I'm going to tell you, Wagyu, a little overrated. Japanese Wagyu?
Yeah, yeah.
A little overrated. $90 for three slices, 3 ounces, $98.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And how I feel about that, listen,
If
somebody's taking me out, Absolutely. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go out, I'm not going to be like, give me the Wagyu steak. I'm going to spend $100 on myself right now and just, you know.
No,
it all turns to poop.
At the end. That's how it is. I had a very late night, so I'm suffering a little bit. But I'm excited. I'm pumped. It's Friday.
Yep.
Boys and girls, it is a Friday edition of Matt Men. Guys, I want to put it out there. Give us a little follow here. If you're watching live, if you're listening to the podcast, you can follow us at Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. Also, Matt Men Podcast on everywhere. Instagram, YouTube. MG, can you get our lower third up? That'd be nice if we had some branding on the show here.
Very nice.
You know, just some guy in a dad sweater. Some guy in a dad sweater talking about nonsense here. Nobody knows the branding.
Well, you're a dad and you're wearing a sweater.
And I am. You know what? I'll just do it. Here we go. Let's do this. Is this four?
Oh, you have it. I don't.
There we go.
Look at that.
There we go.
Look at that little lower third. You can find us where the podcasts are.
Well, you can find us where the podcasts are. You can follow Rich at BTC Rich.
It's me.
He's a huge Bitcoin fan.
Oh, my God. I think people are turned off by commenting on what I post because I will get a bot comment of like, can't believe your Doge is so good right now or whatever. And I don't know what the fuck this means.
And you can follow me at Andrew Zarian. Where can people follow you, MG, if they want to hear your misspelling of nonsense on the internet?
And it will be misspelled.
There he is.
Yeah.
Wow. You look really professional. Forever.
The Mogwai himself.
He looks like a psychopath. Yeah.
Don't feed this man after midnight.
Can I touch you?
That's his line. You know that? when he wrestles, like his wrestling character, he just goes out there and he goes, can I touch you? And the crowd erupts.
At least he asked first.
Let's start off with the big news here, Rich.
All right. So thank you all for joining us again on this beautiful Friday morning. It's been very gloomy this week because of the weather, but today's gorgeous. So All In Sales have set records after the second day of pre-sale. On Wednesday, Tony Khan tweeted that they have surpassed the $43,000 ticket sold mark.
43,000 tickets sold.
43,000 tickets sold and are over 5.7 million at the gate.
Wow. I mean, you know, that is impressive for sure for the first day of pre-sales. Thursday evening, they announced it was over 50,000.
Buddy.
So as of right now, okay, as of today, at this very moment, we're recording this on Friday morning, Eastern Standard Time, 10:42. It seems like there's about 1,000 tickets available. It is all scalable. I believe the number that they were looking at was 65,000 plus, and I think they're there.
Listen, a few weeks ago, we did say it's going to be pretty bonkers. I said 75K.
It's very doable, man.
And I think the bet you made was that you were going to eat MG's head.
Is that true?
Like a boa constrictor.
Is that what I said?
I think you said that.
Very impressive, dude. You know, 70. They're probably sitting around 60,000 right now, I would imagine.
Wow.
Here we go. I'm guessing Wembley will add five. This is a bunch of people. I'm curious what Tony tweets out. I had a conversation with WrestleTix. He's working very hard this morning to get that number. He's working, you know, it's a little difficult when it's out of the country and it's a different way that they measured the ticket sales and how it's scaled. So I believe they intend on 65,000 for the show and then they'll open up as they go, you know, as they need to, which open up 5,000 ticket blocks and you're going to do well. You could be at 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, in this week's Observer, which came out a little while ago, early Friday morning here, I would recommend you read it because he has some great information on just the history of the tickets sold. as far as professional wrestling goes. You know, this will be a record-breaking event. Is this going to be the most attended non-WWE professional wrestling event? It very well could be.
Wild, huh?
Now, there's a couple hiccups here, right? If you're looking at European attendance, mm-hmm. besides 92 and 2022 WWE show, the largest attended European show for professional wrestling was in Athens, Greece, 1933. Wow. Jim Landos, you know, big star, mm-hmm. Greek hero. It varied in reports, but it was anywhere from 80,000 to 110,000, 80,000 being the most realistic number. Very interesting.
Wasn't that North Korean show also pretty big?
I'm not
big?
Counting that, though.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, when they hold a machine gun at the back of your head and tell you to go watch wrestling, you kind of have to do it.
That's true. Or like maybe one of those like Indian Great Kali shows.
Well, yeah. Well, there is the largest crowd in Mexico was 48,000.
Okay.
I think it was Conan and Sin Cara's Loser Must Retire match.
Wow.
At the first Triple Mania. 1967 in India, Dara Singh and Lou Thesz did 60,000 in 67. Wow. So, you know, this is big, and this also topped WCW's record. 41,412 in the building, 35,000 paid. This is huge.
This is pretty big, man. I think, you know, like, and this is what, day three?
This is the first day of official ticket sales.
Actual ticket sales.
Actual, today. You know, non pre-release.
Is there any way, let's say it goes beyond 75K. Is there any way to open up more?
Yes.
Or?
Well, the staging. You got to put that into account. Okay. So you're not going to get 90,000 because of staging. I think they could, very realistically, they could have 75,000 people in that building.
You know what's interesting? This is gonna be the biggest crowd a lot of these guys have ever worked in front of, right?
I mean,
like a Wheeler Yuta.
I'm getting messaged.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
From
yeah,
who?
Yeah,
one of the girls.
The Coils.
Teach us how to dance.
I can't repeat what
teach
was said.
Teach us how to Dougie.
But it was a very aggressive message. I could teach them how to.
Are you getting a cease and desist right now?
No. It's a like a rah rah.
We got him. We got him.
But like I said, isn't this the biggest show some of these guys are wrestling in front of?
I mean, what other
biggest,
opportunity?
I think
for the business, right? I think it's probably the biggest show that any of those guys are going to wrestle in front of.
Mm.
You know who's wrestled over 65,000 people? Maybe Moxley,
Danielson,
Danielson, Moxley, Jericho,
Punk.
Okay,
if Punk's
maybe,
on the bill.
Maybe Punk's on the bill, but okay, Punk, right? You don't have too many.
Tokyo Dome's what, 40 capacity?
Sting.
Yeah.
But WWE Sting.
Right.
You
right.
know? I very impressive. And I think this is going to be a great sign of the industry. Not just for AEW,
oh, for sure.
obviously, but for the industry. Tony Khan kind of lost it on Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
When I forgot his name from ESPN, Mike MG could find it, tweeted out essentially that it's capped at 40,000 or something like that. And, you know, it's going to look essentially alluding that the building's going to look empty. And Tony called him a stooge. He goes, tell your agent, Nick Khan, you know, to whatever.
That's one of my favorite words, by the way.
Agent?
The stooge.
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 Such a great word. I don't know. You think 75 they'll do?
I think they're going to do over 75. I did say 75 a few weeks ago. I'm saying over 75. If they make the room, absolutely.
And but, there's no match announced.
Right. But exactly. Now imagine if they announce like a bonkers match for this show. What do you think they would have to do? They'd have to start digging holes in the ground to.
I can put it right on the screen for you.
All right. There you go. What are you putting on the screen?
No. Don't do it.
No,
this is not what I think it is.
No.
It's like just aiming the camera down.
What are you doing, dude?
I don't think he was talking to us.
Yeah, he's talking to someone else.
Oh, boy. But wild, right?
Yeah, 40K seating chart was what was said, which is not accurate. Listen, maybe they did have 40,000 open for pre-sale. That's a very realistic number to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you put out 40,000 and then you scale up and you scale up and you scale up. I never heard that was the number. I always heard that it was going to sit around 65. And if they could scale it up from there, they would.
You know what's kind of bittersweet, I would say? Regal leaving for WWE and not being able to be in the Blackpool Combat Club's corner for this one.
I know. I think they could definitely expect 70,000 in that building. And you know, but here's the thing, you gotta deliver now, right?
Yeah.
You gotta put on big feel matches. This has to become the WrestleMania at this point.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know,
how cool would that be?
Listen, you got it in April. You got WrestleMania in April. Mm-hmm. Now you're gonna get it at the end of August. If this is the time that they decide.
Mm-hmm.
He just fell over.
MG, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. What are you putting on the screen? I'm still really curious.
You were like, wait for
I'm
it.
I'm trying to re-enable the chat. I was putting Tony's tweet up, but
that's okay. It wasn't meant to be.
Okay.
All right. What else do we have?
So AEW Dark and Dark Elevation are done for now due to an exclusivity deal with Warner Brothers Discovery. Part of the new deal is that AEW wrestling content will exclusively air on Warner Brothers Discovery, but does not include Ring of Honor.
It does not include Ring of Honor. Now, non-wrestling content will obviously be on. The AEW could still do stuff with, series-wise. Like AEW, right? RJ City's show. That's not included. Like, stuff like that is not included in this.
Right.
But this does show that there's great synergy between the two companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they want, you know, they're very proud of the brand and they want an exclusive with Warner, which is a great sign for them.
Oh, 100%.
It's a contract year. And I think the Ring of Honor thing is just, it's sitting in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Honor Club is not where it's going to live forever. I don't think it should. It's just a holding game now. We're just waiting.
Yeah, this is good news. And you know what? The ticket sales for that Wembley show probably made this just even a little better. You know?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, Warner sees this and they're definitely saying like, oh, crap. Now, the big question is, where do they air this?
The Wembley show?
Yeah.
YouTube.
It's not a pay-per-view. I don't believe it's a pay-per-view. Stickam. They should put it on Stickam. Ustream. Ustream.
Oh, you know, could they do it on BR Live?
They could do it on BR Live as a free event. They could put it on. I can't imagine they're going to put this on TNT or TBS because remember, it's not a 2-hour show. You're talking about 4 to 5 hours with commercials. It's not going to be on. Maybe they do with commercials. That'll be terrible.
You know, it would be exciting if they do a live feed, and that means if it's an 8 o'clock start time or 7 o'clock start time. We get that shit at
super
1 in the afternoon.
I know.
Ugh,
I know.
The best.
I know.
The best.
So excited.
Let's barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a whole thing outside.
MG, fly yourself out.
Sure.
Oh, his wings.
Oh, fly yourself out with your wings.
I'll start tunneling now.
Yeah, yeah. Start digging that hole, dude. He's like a blind mole. Just as one of these.
Can't be out in the sun, folks.
He cannot be out in the sun. You have no idea what happened to him in Chicago. You have no clue. It's unbelievable.
People are going to meet him and be like, you know, those guys really painted you out to be a real creature.
Good for you. He's a sweet boy. What do you want? Yeah. So no more Dark and Dark Elevation. I'm sure what's going to happen. The taping for Rampage will be on Wednesdays. And then you'll maybe tape Ring of Honor on Saturday.
Cool.
Interesting stuff here.
Down with that. Down with that. Let's see what else we got here. Will Washington.
Our friend.
A contemporary and Fightful roster member. Will Washington joins AEW as Director of Wrestling Administration. Fightful reported that Washington would be helping with overseeing continuity and aiding in long-term creative in AEW, working directly under Tony Khan. Very cool.
This is great for Will, man.
Good for him.
He's a really smart guy.
Good dude.
Great guy. Loves Mariah Carey.
Who doesn't?
I had a whole discussion with him about Mariah Carey and Bone Thugs and Harmony. This was our big wrestling conversation.
Oh yeah.
When we hung out.
Did you do the ODB part in that song?
Yeah, I was ODB. He was Mariah. I was ODB. And then he's like, no, let's switch. Now you're Mariah and I'm ODB. I think this is great, and I think it's a necessity for AEW to have a strong behind the scenes admin team more than anything else, and this is just adding more to it. You know, Will's a really good mind. His wrestling IQ is tremendous. he has an unbelievable memory for things when it comes to professional wrestling. So I think if this adds some sort of canon and some sort of organization to the way that they're writing stories and what they're doing, I think this is totally a positive.
Oh, yeah.
Great,
yeah.
Great move by Tony. Very lucky to have Will.
For sure. This one's for you, this next little news bit. This is where I go to sleep.
All right. Q1 financials, ticket revenue, and attendance jumped. Media rights negotiation is happening. They announced $297.6 million in revenue and operating income of $53.1 million on Tuesday for the first quarter of 2023. It was down, but that's only because they didn't have a Saudi show.
Ooh,
or as
yeah.
they said, a large international event.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. So it's just moving, you know, the second quarter, third quarter will get a second. When are they going to Saudi Arabia? Soon.
MG, when are they going to? They're June, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
I think so.
That's the Night of Championship.
Yeah.
Where they're trying the new title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. May 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Shareholders have dropped a lawsuit against Vince. The suit was considered moot after he repaid the 417. Oh, they dropped it. They dropped the lawsuit. There you go. After he repaid it.
All right, I'll give you back the money. Here you go. There you go.
Nick Khan also announced that SummerSlam will likely add tickets as it gets closer. WWE superstar banned from posting photos of injuries on social media. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because
I think the Finn Balor one was the one that crossed the line.
I mean, it was a little gruesome, that one.
Like the 14 stitches?
Yeah.
And they made a shirt.
Nikita Lyons, I think, did it too. It was a couple of them that have done it recently.
Oh, but she posted a surgery one.
Yeah, and they don't like that.
Yeah,
no, they don't. This is interesting. Drew McIntyre. Rumors are that he may be leaving WWE. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. Like, just the rumors. I think it would be an unbelievable get for AEW. I think it would be huge for AEW.
Or do you think he does the tour and does
I think
Impact?
If you have an opportunity for Drew.
Ring of Honor.
And Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
I think if you have an opportunity for Drew, you know, there's only a couple names like that, right? Like, you don't have Cody. Cody's a huge star now. Cody, yeah. Seth, Roman, Drew. Right? In that mix?
I think he's lost a lot of steam in the last year, unfortunately.
Freaking pandemic, man.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He's a big dude, too.
He's a huge dude. He's a great wrestler. He's young.
I was shocked at how big he is in real life. When we went to that thing that we were invited to, and it was him and the Street Profits, I was like, oh, these guys are gigantic.
Do you remember seeing him in Evolve and how big he was in Evolve compared to everybody else?
Huge. Mighty. A mighty person.
Huge guy.
I am a 6'2 person, and that guy is way bigger than I am.
Yeah,
Giants.
So, I don't know. Do you think Drew leaves?
Let's go. I'll go 50-50 on that.
50-50?
Yeah, 50-50. It doesn't seem like he's doing anything, really, for WWE. You know? Maybe that run is over.
He's hurt right now.
Yeah, but even before he got hurt.
Yeah.
I think maybe that what a way to end a career at WWE if it's that triple threat match at WrestleMania. Right? That Walter match with Sheamus was a banger.
It was great.
Yeah. Like, that's a good swan song for that part of his career,
yeah,
maybe.
I guess so. I don't... Well, he is coming back in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
He's not gone. I mean, they're definitely going to try to keep him, especially with the momentum that AEW has right now. So, if anything, that went into his favor when it comes to financial reasons, I think that ticket sales for AEW right now are helping with him.
I think between him and Sheamus, in my perspective, I feel like they're probably tough to write for, you know,
because they're just tough guys.
They're big, tough guys. And, you know, it was fine. It was cool when they saddled him with the sword and like the claymore stuff.
I hate the sword.
It was cool for like maybe a few months. And now it's like, all right, what are you going to do now? You know, like, what else can we do with this guy? Maybe they've just run out of stuff, you know?
Too much stop and go, man. I hope he
make them all bearded hitmen. That's my idea.
That's a great gimmick.
Listen, WWE, if you're listening, make somebody a bearded hitman. It works.
Fantastic.
John Cena.
Make John Cena a bearded hitman?
Like, you see him like through a sniper scope with like a big old beard at the top of the arena, and they're like, what's John Cena doing up there? Disappears.
And then, yeah, poof. So, Sunday, I replied to something Jim Valley tweeted.
Okay.
And then we spoke about it on the show.
Yes.
On Observer Live.
Let's talk about this.
Okay. We were talking about Roman Reigns and his title reign and how long he'll hold the titles. And I was pretty clear. I said, you know, I believe he's going to hit 1,000 days and most likely he'll pass Pedro Morales in the record books. I think he's at like 1,023 days.
Yeah.
And WWE is intending on updating the record books because when you, you know, when you see your favorites, it's mostly guys that you've never heard because kids, in, you know, 18, 19-year-olds have no concept of Pedro Morales and Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, you know, unless you really know. It's not something that's displayed on TV.
Right.
You talk about the legends and they show, who did they show? Hogan, Warrior, Savage, you know, like that's the 80 stars. They need to update the, you know, they want those record books updated.
Yeah.
These guys should hold the title longer in their mind. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing that with Walter. We saw that with the tag titles multiple times. We saw that with the New Day. We saw that with the Usos. We're seeing that now with the World Championship, with Roman Reigns. So I said that, and I have no freaking idea how that turned into Roman is surpassing Hulk Hogan and possibly Bruno Sammartino.
Okay.
That is not what I said. That is not, most likely that is not happening, especially Bruno.
Yeah.
I don't think Roman intends on holding that title for 7 freaking years. Like, what is it? Another he would have to hold it for another 1500 days?
So that I find fascinating because that misquote sent the social media people like
it
spiraled them down whatever the toilet was in front of them, you know?
Well, and you know what happened? We had a big storm here.
Yeah.
And I lost power also.
Oh, that's right. So you were kind of like, what's happening?
So when the power came back at like 6:30, I looked at my timeline and it's like out of control.
Yeah.
And people are like F-U-ing me.
Yep.
And I'm like, I never said that, bro.
I mean, that happens usually.
That usually happens.
You do get a lot of F-U's on the internet. But
well,
you never said
tweet.
That.
I caught the tweet and tweeted and messaged you and goes, you didn't say this, did you? Because I don't remember you saying it.
No, I never said it. That's
and then
insane.
You responded to it.
I never said it.
You did say he was going to surpass 4,000 days.
5,000.
Okay, 5,000. Yeah. That's the quote.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Roman Reigns will surpass
5,000
days. 5,000 days.
He's on the title forever. That's what it is.
You know what, man? Imagine what it was like back then. Because Bruno was the biggest draw on the planet, that you could keep that belt on that one guy for a million years. What was it, like 6 years at one point?
I don't remember. I don't know how long he had it. What was it? Well, Backlund had it for a number of years, too, right?
Yeah. It's nuts.
So crazy. I guess it didn't matter, you know?
You can't do that now.
And
right?
Bad guys didn't really win that often, you know? Yeah. Like, you always wanted a good guy in your territory.
But, you know, like, this landscape was so different back then, but, like, who were Bruno Sammartino's big opponents?
It was...
Right.
Ivan Koloff.
Okay.
Right? Superstar Billy Graham in later years. Mm-hmm. Gorilla?
Okay.
Buddy Rogers. He beat Buddy Rogers. Zabisco and him at that big program with the Living Legends.
Mm-hmm.
He was Zabisco was his young boy, right? Wasn't that the story?
Right. And then, you know, from there, you transition into what? The Pedro Morales era and then the Hogan era?
Pedro was in the 70s.
Right, okay.
You eventually went to Superstar Billy Graham, then you went to Backlund, and then Iron Sheik was the beginning of that boom.
Right.
What a wacky... That the whole industry changed from like 82 to 86, night and day.
The big blonde monster changed it all for everyone.
The big blonde tan monster.
Because you can remember, like, I feel like even if you're not like a diehard classic WWE fan, you can remember Hogan's feuds more than anybody that has come before him, at least in the East Coast. I'm not talking like Dusty or Flair or any of those guys, but I feel like you can remember, like, for the most part, all of Hogan's big feuds, like his main event feuds.
Yeah, look at this, okay? You had Buddy Rogers. Mm-hmm. You had Bruno. Bruno held it for 2,803 days.
Wow.
Ivan Koloff beat him for 21 days, and then Pedro Morales beat Ivan Koloff.
Okay.
Then Stan Stasiak.
Wow.
Okay. Stan Stasiak had it for 9 days. Then Bruno got it back in 73 for 1,200 days. Then superstar Billy Graham for 296. Backlund held it for 648. Lost it to Antonio Inoki, but I don't think it was ever recognized.
That's an unrecognized. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Backlund held it again for I don't know how many. He won it in 79, and then he lost it in 83 to the Sheik.
And then that jump started the entire nuttiness of the 80s.
Yep. Yep. Wild stuff.
It went from like, that's crazy too, because it goes from like, you know, you watch those old Bruno matches and they're very serious.
Yeah.
You know, those MSG matches, they're very, very serious. And then post Sheik, it gets really effing wacky, really effing quick. Mr. T. Hogan.
Nine. Hogan was the 10th champion in that company's history for that title.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That is pretty nuts, man. And he held the belt like what, like only 3 times or 6 times?
Hogan?
Yeah.
The WWF title? 6 times.
6 times, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Very wacky. Very wacky stuff. The Paul Orndorff stuff was great.
Yeah. Or did the wackiness start with Billy Graham? Because that guy looked nuts.
Oh, dude. He was unbelievable.
That guy looked like he was from a different planet.
He did look like he was from a different planet. How about the Karate Man, Billy Graham?
Karate Man, Billy Graham?
Yeah, that guy. That yeah. one was even wackier with the tie-dye and the karate gimmick. Why? Why did he come back as a karate guy?
Why do we like this stuff so much?
I don't know why. I ask myself that constantly.
That's great. It's great.
All right, what else do we have here?
Let's see here.
The draft.
The draft results. Apparently, they're free agents. Great. Trying to make it like more like a legitimate sporting thing.
I think that's so weird. Like, what does that even mean? You're a free agent. You get to go anywhere. Why you? Why?
So it's bizarre. Random too. That's the issue. Random. It's like very random who they did and who they didn't.
Yeah.
Mm. Ring announcers Samantha Irvin and Mike Rome are swapping brands. A total of 18 NXT wrestlers were called up in
Wild.
The draft. That's pretty cool.
They are modern. They're making it youthful, I guess.
It's youth movement, the perpetual youth movement. Do you want to quickly go through this?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
So on your Raw roster as of now, Cody, Becky, the Imperium, I thought it was kind of cool that they put teams, whole teams on this.
Well, that's smart. I like that. Yeah. I like that better than splitting the teams.
Yeah, like when they split the Dudleys or the Hardys, or like just left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. Did they split Too Cool at 1.2?
What?
Did they split Too Cool at one point?
They
also?
Did split Too Cool. Did, yeah, yeah.
Matt Riddle, Drew McIntyre, The Miz, Nakamura, Indy Hartwell from NXT. I believe she's vacating that title.
Vacated the title, yeah.
The Viking Raiders in Valhalla, Dexter Lumis, Candice LeRae, Maximum Male Models, Natalia, Apollo Crews. Sonya and Chelsea, Zoe Stark, JD McDonough. JD McDonough sounds like a local bartender. I keep second guessing.
You
want
to go to
name.
JD McDonough's? Tonight?
Yeah, let's go to JD McDonough's. Rhea Ripley, Seth Rollins, KO and Sammy. Strong Raw roster. Judgment Day. Women's Tag Team Champions, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. The New Day, Xavier and Kofi, Trish, Ronda and Shane, Braun and Ricochet, Bronson Reed, and Alpha Academy.
Oh, you have...
there's more here, too.
Katana Chance and Kaden Carter. Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, Johnny Gargano, Angel Garza and Umberto, Akira Tozawa, Piper Niven, Xia Li, Tegan Nox, Emma, Riddick Moss, Jinder Mahal. What, Indus... How do you say this?
That's the tag team, Indusheer.
Indusheer, yeah, there you go. And Odyssey Jones.
Cool.
Yeah. SmackDown got the Undisputed World Champion, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman. Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, the Street Profits, Edge, Bobby Lashley, the OC, Damage Control, Alba Fire and Issa Dawn, Hit Row, Lacey Evans, Austin Theory, Charlotte, the Usos, LWO, all of the LWO, Asuka, The Brawling Brutes, LA Knight, Shotzi, Pretty Deadly. I'm curious how Pretty Deadly does on that main roster.
I bet they're going to do great.
I'm into that gimmick. Yeah. I am. Very much a throwback.
This
almost like the Beverly Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This roster is the real NXT 2.0.
Yeah. Rick Boogs, Cameron Grimes, Tamina, and I'm curious about Rick Cameron Grimes also.
And Grayson Waller.
And Grayson Waller. There you go. Free agents.
I have a question. I have a question about this. Okay. Go ahead.
No. Hold on.
You want to go do the free agents?
Yeah, let's do the free agents.
All right.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
That means Brock could show up anywhere in that cowboy hat.
Including NXT.
That guy dresses like The Undertaker right now. / Jeff Jarrett.
Ain't I great?
Do you like that new look that this guy's sporting?
I hate it.
Like the cowboy Brock Lesnar?
I think it's weird.
The Canadian cowboy Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, what's going on there?
It's right. It's like out of left field. Do you think he loved the show Yellowstone so much that he's like,
yeah,
yo, this is it? And nobody's going to tell him otherwise,
right?
He's
going to tell him he can't wear it.
They're going to be like, great, that's great, Brock, do it. He's like, I'm thinking about the cowboy hat. Big duster, trench coat.
I think Brock should start wearing loafers. And like his ankles showing, like start dressing like me.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
Like super tight jeans.
Super tight jeans.
Dolce & Gabbana belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love it. Fashionista Brock Lesnar.
Fashionista Brock Lesnar. Influencer Brock Lesnar.
Influencer.
Brock Lesnar. Omos. That's cool. Omos could show up anywhere. Mustafa Ali. You know what gimmick they should give Omos?
Hmm.
That he's the fastest big man ever. Like he's like lightning quick.
But he's
I would love that.
But he's not.
Whatever.
You just lie and you just tell people. They speed up the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They make it seem like he's like the fastest dude. Mustafa Ali, Dolph Ziggler, Von Wagner, Baron Corbin, shocker, Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, Elias and Zion Quinn. Free agents. These guys could show up anywhere at any time.
Very into this.
That'd be cool if that was like a big stable.
Which the free agents?
Like we're the free agents.
Brock is the leader?
Yeah.
He has his group of dummies. Brock gets the group of dummies.
Oh, no.
Backlash preview for this Saturday in Puerto Rico. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. A San Juan street fight between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest. SmackDown Women's Champion Rhea Ripley against Zelina Vega. Mm-hmm. Six-man tag team match. Matt Riddle and the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus The Bloodline.
Yeah.
Raw Women's Championship, Becky, I keep saying Becky. Bianca Belair versus Io Sky, United States Champion, Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley versus Bronson Reed, and Seth Rollins versus Omos, which I don't want to see. I don't care for that match.
Which there was no build whatsoever for. Like,
yep.
None.
None. Nothing. It's just
I'm excited for this, man. I like the fact that it's in Puerto Rico.
Me too.
What's Bad Bunny going to do?
Street fight.
Street fight. Okay.
A San Juan street fight.
Is that the main event?
No.
They're making a big deal about it. I almost wonder if it will be.
That's got to be the main event, really, dude.
Bad Bunny in the main event. All right, that's cool. You know what? I would be into it.
I feel like
the hashtag.
Are they going to be doing like, I like old
Sorry,
San
MJ.
Juan. I like old San Juan. I mm-hmm. like the Ritz-Carlton there. Mm-hmm. That's where I stay.
Very nice.
I hope they're fighting there.
Apparently the hashtag is Bad Bunny. The Backlash hashtag
wow.
has the Bad Bunny logo, so
very
much could be.
Send the people home happy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Oh, imagine if they do like a little flippity scrippy and it's a San Juan street fight, Bad Bunny teams with Cody versus Brock and Damian. Right?
Huge.
You just, you're like, wow. Don't you want to see that?
I want Brock to speak Spanish. I want Brock to go there and cut a promo in Spanish.
Como estas?
Como estas?
It's just like The Undertaker, actually. Como estas?
Dynamite. Let's talk about this. It was a better show.
It was fun, man. This was a good one. They put a lot of people on this card. You want to go into it?
Yeah.
Do you specifically want to? Do you want to go
no,
into
I want
it?
You to do it.
Adam Cole. You look like you're ready for a nap.
I don't know. I crashed. My coffee ended.
Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, Bandido, and AEW International Champion Orange Cassidy defeated Daniel Garcia, Jake Hager, Matt Menard, and Angelo Parker. That was a fun match. It was cool seeing Roderick Strong again.
Yeah, Roddy there, he looked good. He got a big reaction, too.
I like that he's like... Roddy's a good serious guy. He's a good like Dean Malenko.
Yeah. Very right? much so.
My favorite part of this was Adam Cole seeing Chris Jericho was on commentary and Adam Cole just rushing him like right after the match. They caught like two good close-ups.
Yeah.
And like he went to go attack Jericho. And then Britt Baker slapped Jericho.
Him and he sold the shit out of that slap. And
ripped that shirt off.
She ripped the shirt and then she slapped him and ripped the shirt. And he sold it like he was dying.
Good for yeah. Listen, Jericho's got the goods.
What do you think of that shirt, that Britt Baker shirt?
I think it's a weird one. That's a weird one. I don't want to go near it. I think like, are they selling it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not. I mean, it should say. You know what? It should come with a disclaimer. It should say
I'm not a victim of domestic violence.
Or I'm not promoting domestic violence. I'm a fan of wrestling. This is the disclaimer on the shirt. Yeah. I'm not promoting domestic violence. I am just a fan of wrestling. It is unfortunate that I want to support my favorite company by buying this shirt, but please do not take this in the wrong way. No. And it continues on the back.
It's like a whole story of how it happened. Paragraph.
You know, there's a QR code that'll lead you to that message on the back.
Yeah, there's a QR code. Saraya with Ruby Soho and Toni Storm defeated Willow. The Outcasts were about to spray paint Nightingale when a returning Sheeta showed up, and she alluded that she was going to join Toni Storm and Ruby Soho and Saraya.
That's great.
Saraya. And they turned, and they got beat up, and they wrote AEW in spray paint.
Babyface swerve.
Got a good reaction.
Mm-hmm. You had the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn won the Trez de Mayo Trios Battle Royale, last eliminating the Butcher the Blade and Kip Sabian. This was a fun match.
Yeah, this was fun.
No, Billy Gunn, man. Let's talk about Billy Gunn for 2 minutes.
Gigantic.
Big dude.
So big.
It's great. I'm gonna write something for our Patreon about Billy Gunn. It's gonna be an essay on Billy Gunn.
You know, you never you always knew he was a big dude, but mm-hmm. like compare him to like standing next to like a Darby Allin.
Oh my god.
It's like it's like four human beings in one.
Tremendous. Darby Allin is like three apples high, like a Smurf.
He is three apples high.
MJF interrupted Renee's interview with Sammy Guevara. Sammy said he saw the footage from last week and there was no one in the car. He could have ridden with MJF. This is kind of interesting. Do you think this goes away after the Four Pillars four-way match?
I don't like how they did this Four Pillars.
You were saying last week.
Yeah.
Is it still not doing it for you?
It's not doing it for me. And it has nothing to do with the guys. I think this match should happen eventually. I just don't think that it was built up well enough. But I think they have a plan for what they're going to do with that title. So they want to maybe listen, they're going to have this match numerous times. This is not the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, they're building a story around the Four Pillars. They'll continue to have these matches. You know, you got to have that first one so you can have the big one later on when, you know, they're all established. And you tell them that story. So I get why they're doing it. I don't think the build was there.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
It's going to be a phenomenal match. And you know, I'm curious to see where they go after that. And like what I think Tony Khan's kind of a traditionalist and he wants the world title to be the focus of the show. You know, but I feel like if you're thinking about that classic WWE booking, this would not be the focus of the show. It would probably be Blackpool Combat Club versus the Elite.
Well, I think that is the big story, right?
Mm.
Interesting. I think to a lot of people, that's the big story.
Wardlow with Arn Anderson defeated Logan LaRue. Christian Cage with Luchasaurus came out and... Lash LaRue's brother?
Yeah. Wow.
And Luchasaurus came out to challenge... Christian Cage ended up saying, like, hey, you got one challenger for that belt. It's not Luchasaurus, it's me. Which I think is great, and I think Christian should take that belt off of Wardlow.
I would say if you're debuting this show on Saturday mm-hmm. on TNT, don't you want Christian to hold that title?
I kind of do.
I'm putting it out there as like the optics of this, okay. right? Like if I'm thinking as like a marketer, we're going on a Saturday, which is a tough time slot. You want to attract new viewers. It's mm-hmm. a new day of television viewership, right? The people that view TV on a Saturday are very different than the people that view TV on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It just, especially in prime time, the demo shifts a little bit older, right? Young people are out. You might want those casuals.
Yeah.
And you know what? They see Christian holding a title on Saturday. They're going to stop and say, what the hell's going on here? Isn't that Christian? What is this?
Yeah.
Who is this? Wasn't he a vampire?
It's Captain Charisma.
He was a vampire once.
He was a vampire.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think also, like, again, not to poo-poo on anything, but, like, I do feel like Wardlow has lost a step with me as a fan.
He got really hot, and they didn't really have that plan for him. That's the problem. They stopped him. I think Christian should win.
Yeah. Yeah. You had Ricky Starks defeating Juice Robinson, and it looks like that feud is continuing with Bullet Club Gold.
Yes.
Cool. Before the main event, MJF tried to entice Jungle Boy to throw the match and promised him a spot next to the throne. Jungle Boy said he wants the crown. And you had the main event of Jack Perry and Darby Allin defeating MJF and Sammy Guevara in a Four Pillars tag match. The Four Pillars four-way is booked, officially booked for Double or Nothing.
It'll be a great match.
It's going to be a great match.
Yeah.
But you're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. I wonder, I know the match is going to be great.
Guys in the chat room, everybody in the chat room, are you guys feeling this match as far as like, are you invested? How invested are you guys into this match? Is that a better way to put it?
It could be me. Are you invested?
Not. Okay. We're on the same page.
It's not me. It's us.
MG, what about you?
I'm getting there with it, but yeah, it's still a little cold. I just think we talked about this the other day. The star power isn't there, but they got to start somewhere with these guys, right?
Yeah.
Bring them to that next level. I think by the end of the match, we're all going to have a different tune.
I'm sure. And I'm going to say, man, they did great. They did fantastic.
I do think it's going to be a very screw finish where Jack Perry wins and gets stripped of it immediately.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Just to judge the crowd, because I feel like the crowd wants Jungle Boy to hold that belt.
It's too early, man.
But like I said, testing the waters, right? Yeah, have him early. Win, strip him.
Too early.
Rampage tonight, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy versus and Isaiah Kennedy and Hook take on Ethan Cassidy. Page. Huh?
Cassidy.
That's what I said.
Kennedy.
Did I say Kennedy?
Yeah.
Ken Kennedy.
Ken Kennedy. Isaiah Kennedy.
Matt and Jeff Hardy, Isaiah Kennedy and Hook take on Ethan Page, Big Bill, Lee Moriarty, and Stokely Hathaway in the Firm deletion from the compound. I'm cool he brought that back.
I'm very curious about this match.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm very curious about this
Listen,
match.
After that... Mark Briscoe Jamboree on Wednesday.
Oh my God. Can we talk about that?
Wild.
Can we talk about the Jeff Jarrett stuff?
Loved it.
Isn't he
I totally was going to bring that up.
So ridiculous.
He's the greatest of all time. I don't care what anybody says.
So ridiculous. He, you know what? What a great second half of his career. Or fourth quarter of his career. So you think he'll show up somewhere else after this?
Oh, yeah.
Like if the 100%. If it's like Jeff Jarrett's not elite anymore, he shows up in like Impact or something and just like.
Yeah.
Dominates.
Isn't that great?
So ridiculous. You have Mark Briscoe versus Preston Vance tonight. TBS champion Jade Cargill will be in action. And the Lucha Bros Envy Kingo versus QTV, Powerhouse Hobbs, QT Marshall, and Aaron Solo.
Great. Next week on Dynamite, Kenny Omega battles John Moxley in a steel cage match. Orange Cassidy defends the AEW International title against Daniel Garcia. And we hear from the AEW Tag Team Champions FTR.
I have a prediction about that cage match.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot blood. Of blood.
Yeah.
There will be blood.
Yeah.
Mox is going to breathe. Mox is going to bleed as soon as they start wrestling.
The bell goes and he starts bleeding.
Oh, he's so sensitive that even like an audio wave just cuts his forehead open.
Guys, get your questions ready. Submit them in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them for our Q&A segment that starts now.
Guys, you can super chat us. We'll answer your question ahead of the pack. We got a few minutes here, and this is going to be a long one like last week. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag AskMattMen, and let's go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I think we did all of the initial super chats. Pro Wrestling Joe did ask a great question. Did I miss all things professional wrestling? I feel like that's
that was me. I did bad things.
Did you just kill the feed?
I had to turn the questions back on.
Very spooky. My bad.
Great.
Very spooky.
Wonderful.
You've given this man too much power.
Too much
power. Over your system over here.
He's in my brain.
You put him in that Mattman satellite orbiting the Earth.
All right.
Let's see what we got here. Okay.
I love Keith drawing Wolverine. That was one.
Question. Do you consider butter a condiment? I consider butter a topping.
Butter is not a condiment.
It's a topping, right?
It's a topping.
All right, let's see. I'm still getting used to this system, by the way.
Don't worry.
We'll figure it out. Me too.
Let's see. Since this is from Tony Khan.
Oh, look, it's from Tony.
Since you carry the credentials of a credible reporter and represent the world.
Oh, this was the tweet.
the worldwide leader. I'm just curious, who is your source for this, and how can a reporter representing ESPN tweet something about a legit news story that's so blatantly wrong and easily verified?
It was very wrong. Falsehood. It was very wrong.
Okay. Interesting. That was highlighted. Let's see. This is from Valab. Sorry if I'm butchering that name. But what really is the deal with Drew wanting out? Creativity or money?
I don't know. I don't know if he really does want out. It could just be a contract negotiation. You hear about this all the time. There's been a number of these guys that, you know, contract was running out, and then all of a sudden they're teasing that they may go somewhere else, and then they get a big fat check. So it could be that.
But does WWE even play that game anymore?
Yeah, for sure. Especially now with the 60,000 tickets sold for this, definitely.
Well, I'm leaving.
Yeah, so I mean, they all have agents now. You know, it's not like it's not a guy going into Vince's room and be like, Vince going like, hey, sign this, I'll give you $1 million a year.
Yeah,
you're like, all right, whatever. No, they have agents, they have lawyers, they have representation in every possible way. Other people take percentages from the deals. There's so many moving parts here.
Isn't it wild that 20 years ago, like, these stories have been on record where, like, a Jericho was like, hey, my post pay-per-view check is a little light. This guy got this much.
And then they just mail a check.
And then they send him another check, you know, like they cut him a new check. Wouldn't it be nuts if, because the contract stuff is very ambiguous sometimes, you know, because you don't really know the dates, right? But it would be nuts if Drew's contract was legitimately up before the Wembley show.
I think it's later in the year, but I think that would have been such a perfect, you know.
Before the Wembley show, see you later, bye. No non-compete, because if your contract is done, your contract is done, right? You can show up anywhere you want.
I don't. Sometimes they have time on. They have like 30 days on.
Yeah? What was Moxley's deal?
Because Moxley waited.
He waited for his to run out. And then it was like the day after.
They did a weird send off for him. Remember?
Yeah.
It was almost like Moxley's leaving, and they got the Shield back, and they did all that. That was such a weird, convoluted story, right? With Moxley returning. Remember, he had that stupid helmet,
the Dean Ambrose stuff. Yeah, where he had like the gas mask and like.
And then he had a gas mask and
the jacket.
He was a heel, but he wasn't, and he helped set. It was bizarre, very strange.
My favorite one was a hot dog vendor.
That's right, yeah. But
the hot dog vendor.
But wasn't it that, like, as soon as his contract expired, he posted that video for New Japan?
That was, when it ended. It ended at, like, midnight,
And that was the big reveal of that mystery video, where he was carving his name into the thing. But he was able to immediately compete, right?
No, I think he waited.
Okay.
I think he had to wait. I'll look. My brain is not so good today.
Not so good.
Not so good not this so brain. Good.
It ended, if I remember right, it ended on that day, and then it was about a month. He started teasing, going places, and the first place he announced was Japan.
Okay.
And then he showed up at AEW for Double or Nothing. So that was his first. That was his first live appearance. Was at Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
That year. Mm.
Okay. Isn't Cody drafted to Raw but on SmackDown tonight? That lasted long.
No, I think it starts next week.
Interesting.
Doesn't it start after Backlash?
Yeah, it starts on Raw on Monday. So
starts after.
I wanted to clarify that, so that's why I put that up there.
This is not a question, but it's a comment that I feel like we can talk about. This is from Mass Repeater. Feels a little smarky to book a match around a vague concept, the four pillars that fans latched onto.
I think the fans came up with the four pillars before AEW did. I get it. I get why they're doing it. It is maybe a little smarky, but they do see them as the future of that company. They are originals, so they got to do it eventually.
Okay. Where do you stand? This is from Hogan. Where do you stand on the one world champion versus two world champions debate for both men and women? I think there should be one guy on both shows.
I think there should be one guy on both shows. 100%.
It makes 100% the stakes higher. Yeah. Makes it a little riskier. Because, like, wouldn't you like to see Roman on both shows? And on one show, it's Cody. And then on the other show, it's like, great, I got to deal with Gunther. So,
okay, but let's look at it this way, right? If in the peak of the Attitude Era, you created a second title.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, Dwayne held one. And Austin held the other one. Mm-hmm. and Hunter held one and Jericho held the other one, would their feuds have meant as much when Austin beat, you know, when Rock beat Austin for the title, when Hunter, you know, he just kept winning over and over again? You were more invested because you wanted to see your favorite win.
Mm-hmm.
So you were, but now it's like, well, my favorite could still win if he challenges for that title.
Right.
I don't like two titles. I understand why they do it. Marketing wise, it's great. Oh, yeah. Merchandise wise, it's great. USA and Fox are happy because they both have representation of a title, but I don't like it.
I agree with you. I think, you know, it's interesting, like, even when they hot potatoed that title during the Attitude Era, you still felt like it was very, very meaningful
because
it was the only belt.
Would Mick Foley's win have mattered if there was a second title in that company?
It would have diminished it, yeah, for sure.
It would not have meant anything.
Well, that was also,
or not
like,
as much, I would say.
But that was also like a crazy historical moment where it was like the ratings draw that eventually killed WCW, right?
It did tremendous. Yeah, everybody switched channels. Like 300,000 people switched channels or whatever that number was.
Because of one belt.
Because of one belt.
Very interesting. Okay. Let's see. This is from D. Eddie. Should Judgment Day and New Day merge to form the new Judgment Day?
Yes, just the New Day. The new Day.
You know, I don't know if Xavier and Kofi could pull off being spooky guys.
Oh, I want them to be spooky guys.
You know what?
Isn't Xavier haunted by by Bray Wyatt?
Is he?
Yeah,
what's up with Bray Wyatt?
What's up with Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, what's up with Bray Wyatt?
What's up with him?
This guy gone?
I don't know. I was told that he was sick and he would be coming right back. That is literally what I was told.
I hope it's not an old ailment like tuberculosis or something.
It is not tuberculosis. It is not tuberculosis. He did touch some rusty nails though.
Tetanus.
Tetanus.
This is from Pro Wrestling Joe. What exactly is a mat man and what does he do?
He tussles. He does this. This is a
Oh, here comes. Here comes. Andrew's moving. He's getting up. He's getting up. I always worry when you get up.
That's a mat man.
Now what do you make the girls do at the club?
All right, girls, and a one and a two and a leg out, a leg in, a leg out, a leg in. That's all you gotta do.
I've never seen you dance. And I feel like you would either be really good or really terrible. There's no in between.
I dance like Genuine in that music video.
I want to see you dance.
We went to the same school.
I want to see you dance. I feel like you don't move your hips at all.
No, there's no hips to move. They're done. My hips are just mechanical, robotic at this point.
Let's see what we got here.
What was that question?
What's a mat man and what does he do?
What are your wrestling IQs?
This one.
What are your wrestling IQs? I need exact numbers, please.
Thanks.
Mine is a 6 and Rich is a 14.
Let's see. That's out of 1,000.
And mine's 17.7.
Yeah, but there's a tilde on his. I don't know why. I didn't know that numbers had tildes.
It's a different language.
It's a whole different language.
Oh, this is a question that's right up your alley from the Llama Whisperer. Are tights a good look on a wrestler if the quads are not well defined?
Oh man, I've thought about this.
Shawn Michaels, baby.
I mean, listen, the tights are very. If you don't have good quads, it's over. You can't be an underwear boy if you don't have good quads.
Right, but tights let you hide that a little bit.
Tights let you hide them a little bit. The Janko jeans, like that. I hated the Shawn Michaels wide legs.
I love those.
Hated them. I hated them. I want them in the classic sexy boy tights.
That was a man who was like, I'm not going to go to the gym.
You know what? Would you have lost it if he went to shorts?
I'm cool with Shawn Michaels in shorts. Like Dolph Ziggler shorts?
Like Dolph Ziggler shorts.
It would have fit with the character. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been. Well, he did do that. He did do the little short shorts when he was a referee and he stuffed his so ridiculous. Pants.
Are tights a good look on a wrestler if quads are not well defined?
You have
tough,
no choice.
Man. Yeah.
You have no choice. Are you talking about the undie tights or are you talking about the long legs?
I think like tight tights.
Tight tights.
Like long boys. Like when CM Punk would alternate between underwear and the tights.
I didn't like CM Punk in the long boys.
Me neither.
But I did like him in the Muay Thai outfit.
Isn't that a weird stance to take? Like, I don't like this guy in those pants.
I don't like him in the tights. But I do. And you know what else I didn't care for? The basketball shorts. The homage to the original CM Punk.
I like that.
You like the basketball
shorts. I like the basketball shorts. I think if you could pull it off, you could wear whatever you want. Like Mick Foley wrestling sweatpants for 10 years.
Unbelievable.
Right. Bobby Lashley's a good, he pulls those tights off real
you know,
well.
You know what Fred told me one time? We were watching a Mick Foley match. And
your dad.
And he
Fred,
my,
your dad.
My, Fred, yeah. My dad. He goes, he looked at me and he goes, you know why he could do that? I'm like, why? He goes, he has padding on his ass. I'm like, no, man, that's just his ass. That's he got a ass. Big, dumpy ass.
That big old Long Island butt.
Big old Long Island butt.
Let's see. This is from Shin, friend of the show. Shin, what's up, baby?
Yeah.
How do we get Baron Corbin the reaction he got in France in the U.S.?
Oh, dude. Yo, Shin, where the hell has Shin been?
I don't know.
Where have you been, young man?
He's been on a mission.
He's been a man on a mission, for sure. I'm so upset. Shin is an OG here.
Yeah.
Mat Men. He experienced all the crazy Mat Men After Darks and everything we did.
I don't think we strapped this poor guy on so many phone calls that he did not want to be a part.
He did not want to be a part of those phone calls. Just loaded from a 6-hour wrestling show and taking phone calls.
The infamous WrestleMania watch along during the pandemic. Is that the one that turned into a sex call hotline?
You remember
no,
that one?
No, it was before that one. It was way before that. Yeah. That happened before that. But
did
yeah.
you? Oh, the one where we were giving advice as Rudy
sex
Giuliani.
Advice, dating. Oh, yeah, we were giving dating advice as Rudy Giuliani.
Did we pull all those from the internet?
I think so.
Oh boy, guys, if you're just tuning
no,
in,
no, don't talk about it.
All right, I won't talk about it. This is from a Sue. Best gimmick in wrestling.
Currently?
Yeah, sure. Currently.
Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? He's unbeatable.
Currently the best gimmick in wrestling is Cowboy Hat
Brock Lesnar.
You lost your mind.
I have lost my mind. I would say
not Roman Reigns.
No, the Roman stuff, obviously. It's fantastic.
I like Down and Dirty Okada giving the finger to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. This is from Pratik. There is a rumor going around that Conor McGregor versus Roman Reigns is happening at SummerSlam.
I saw that rumor. Conor's kind of pushing. He's always wanted to do something with wrestling. They've tried numerous times, but they can't meet on money. I don't know what this means, but holy moly, I don't see Conor McGregor and Roman Reigns wrestling at SummerSlam.
Nah, dude. He would listen.
You need to train. I don't know what if Conor's ever bumped in the ring or whatever.
It would have to be a walk-in brawl, right? It would have to be more something like that.
I, you know what I do see him doing? Coming out and doing a promo, and then he'll obviously curse.
Yeah.
You know, and then a Miz will show up, and he'll knock out Miz or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, that I could see them doing that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Conor versus Roman on paper is great, right? But the perception is Conor's one of the best fighters at one point, pound for pound, right? Legitimate. He's not that big.
He's tiny.
Put him in the ring with Roman Reigns. That guy's gonna.
But now have you seen how big he's gotten?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Like wide.
Big.
Big.
Big for his size, for his frame.
This is from Emmanuel. Why did French Tony Khan take away the French colored ropes? # Ask Mat Men.
Hold on. Let's call him. Hold on.
I gotta go.
Hold on. I gotta call him. Hang on. Let's call him. I don't know how. Can I dial? Let me see. Let me see if I could dial this. Okay, let's go to line one. All right. Hello?
Hello?
French Tony Khan, is that you?
I just prefer the name Tony Khan.
Oh,
since I am in France, it's kind of like we just call French fries here.
What do you have to say about Baron Corbin getting a huge reaction in your home country?
If Baron Corbin was in the main event of everything in France, much like my friend CM Punk, he would get a reaction that would grow his hair back again.
What does the CM stand for?
Oh, is it CM? This time stands for Croque Monsieur, of course.
Croque Monsieur.
Very delicious.
Have you gone to French Workshop, by the way?
I love French Workshop, but I just call it a workshop. Bonjour.
How long is that cigarette you're smoking?
My cigarette is as long as the Eiffel Tower is tall.
Do you
know what I call my wee-wee?
What do you call your wee-wee?
The Eiffel Tower. You get an eyeful, if you know what I mean.
Tony,
do you
this
know,
is...
Do you
this
know what
is,
they call your wee-wee?
What do they call my wee-wee?
The Awful Tower. Andre Zarian, you are my favorite French podcaster.
I'm not French.
Didn't you say you were Parisian?
My...
Oh, no, you said you were Persian.
My body has cramped up from laughing.
Are you okay? I wish I was in the same room with you to witness this.
Oh God, my chest hurts. I have one last question. What do you think of the ticket sales and the success of this show in London?
They're magnifique. When I saw them sales, I said, Zut alors. And a variety of other French colloquialisms.
I had no idea you were French, Tony.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
This Pepe Le Pew accent didn't give it away?
I'm shocked that this accent has come out. I did it. I never knew that you hit it so well.
Let me tell you about the one word. It is called kayfabe.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
I'm
Rich, your minutes are up. Your minutes are up.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's very expensive. You know how much that phone call cost me? $23.99. Exactly what our super chat is right now.
Oh boy. Oh. Hey, I'm back. You okay? What happened to you?
My chest hurts. I'm okay though. You're okay? All right. My whole body just cramped.
Did you have a good phone call with your friend, French Tony Khan?
Yeah, my friend French Tony Khan.
Fuck that guy.
You're not a fan of the French Tony Khan.
I'm starting to like him less and less. But I think it is kind of fun. I watch the replays because I usually step out of the room when he calls.
Yeah.
All right. He's doing okay. I don't like the dick jokes with the cigarette.
That was too much. The Eiffel Tower, the awful tower. Why is he insulting me?
This is a great name. This is from, hang on. This is from Get Boomed On.
Get Boomed On. Hey-o.
What is your favorite current cocktail to drink, Senorita?
Why is that so funny?
That's very funny. Good job, Get Boomed On.
What is your favorite cocktail right now, Senorita?
Oh, honestly, this is a weird one. I'm going to say a Negroni.
A Negroni.
Big fan.
Are you?
Big fan. Big
fan.
You know what mine is? How about you?
Fucking dirty martini.
Yeah, big dirt mart.
Big dirty martini.
That loves a big dirt mart. I was thinking about you the other day, and I don't want to see you splash a martini
in a woman's face.
In Diana's face.
So badly.
But I do want to see it happen at one point for some reason.
No, it will.
But now because she works at the other place, it would be funny if you did it there.
At Shea Stadium at City Field?
If you hopped in your time machine and went back. If you brought a homemade martini in a glass and just walked up to her and was like, sploosh, that'd be hysterical.
I'm going
to
do it one day. I told her, I've warned that woman numerous times for the last 10 years that the day will come when she least expects it.
Listen, she's a good sport.
Next year, her kid's birthday party. We're going to freaking just splash her with a martini and ruin the whole thing.
I also do like a good old fashioned. This is from Pratik.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with the WWE tag team titles because KO and Sammy have both belts?
I can't believe he said that he calls his pee-pee the Eiffel Tower. I can't believe French Tony Khan said that.
Oh, he meant like...
Did he have
like
these jokes written?
Sounded like it.
It sounded like he was looking, you know, at his phone and just reading them.
It sounded like he actually had prepared material for once.
Unbelievable.
But I don't know about all
I'm
that
so
stuff.
Sorry.
MD, you got to make a super clip of Andrew, like, losing his shit laughing.
God.
We just might.
Oh, God. All right. My kids are coming home soon, so we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
What? They hate it when they walk in the house and I'm still doing a podcast, I'll tell you.
Let's see here. This is from another one from Gen Boomtown. Yeah. What are the next wrestling pay-per-views you guys are attending? Mine is Forbidden Door and then SmackDown here in Toronto. Oh, is it Canadian? This guy's Canadian. Isn't Get Boomed On really Joel Pearl?
It is. Oh, could it be Joel? He does get boomed on regularly. Joel Pearl gets boomed on constantly.
What a genius name.
Joel to get boomed on Pearl. All
right.
I don't know what the next pay-per-view is, but I'm definitely going to that garden show for SmackDown in July with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And then probably Grand Slam we'll go to.
Yeah, we're going to go to Grand Slam. Yeah. I'd like to go to more shows and travel a little bit. Like, a couple of years ago was fun, but this year is going to, like, a little rough. We got to do Vegas again, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Eric. Who on the SmackDown roster gets the next Roman match? He's waving at you again, Eric. That's a better wave.
You're on the elevator going up. Hey.
Escalator.
Escalator.
Do you think that's the elevator?
On the SmackDown roster gets the next Roman match? I only see three guys at that level: AJ Lashley or wildcard Montez Ford.
Lashley. I'm gonna go with Lashley.
Yeah, that'd be a fun feud.
I don't know. I'm speculating. I'm not. I don't know anything.
I say
a
couple AJ. Of
main events. You say AJ? All right.
This is from Balor Club Guy. Happy Friday, my Matt men. You're booked the main events for SummerSlam and All In. What matches are you booking?
CM Punk versus Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
What's a bigger match? CM Punk versus Kenny Omega or the Elite versus CM Punk and FTR?
I think give it to the fans. Do Elite versus Punk and FTR. I think that would be one.
That would be bigger than Punk and so I
one for the ages.
Yeah, so what I'm doing, All In, it's the trios match, and yeah. Then at All Out, you would have Punk versus Omega.
Yeah. And for SummerSlam, I would honestly, Roman and Cody, and Cody wins.
Roman, Cody, Cody wins.
Yeah. Bare bones.
Dream match. If we were going to, what would be the bigger match? That would be it.
This is from Hogan. What's your favorite punctuation mark? Personally, fond of the semicolon.
Oh, I love a semicolon.
I'm a big exclamation point guy.
Yeah. I like the exclamation point. The ampersands.
Ooh,
I like an ampersand.
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice asterisk sometimes.
Oh, nice asterisk.
Makes me look sometimes at the bottom of the page, yeah, to see some extra stuff.
Yeah, to find out what the extra stuff is,
This is from Rooster Loving Man. They're great names today. Guys, change all your profile names to wacky stuff. Insane shit.
Like the Rooster Loving Man. And look at his avatar. Look at his image. It's a heart with a cock.
Wow. You can say that.
I can say that.
One year, my buddy John and I wanted to develop our own beers.
Okay.
And we already had the perfect name for it. It was a picture of a rooster with a monocle and like a tuxedo.
Okay.
And the beer would have been called the Classy Cocks.
Love it.
Let's see.
Was it an IPA?
It would have been a variety, but the first one would have been an IPA. How will the writer strike affect wrestling? Could the TV network use sports wrestling to fill the void on TV like they did with reality TV back in the 2007 strike?
I don't think it's going to be that long, this strike, but I do think that it benefits having an asset like this.
Yeah.
52 weeks a year of live sports programming. Using hand quotes.
Air quotes.
Air quotes.
Hand quotes. Yeah.
Hand quotes.
You say hand quotes or air quotes?
Air quotes.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know what
Never
I
thought
said.
About that, right?
Never thought about it.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
This is from Dylon Shah. With the success of All In, do you think WWE will go to a stadium in London, even if it has to be funded by WWE?
Well, they were looking at doing Wembley Stadium, but they got a lot of money to do it in Cardiff, So they went to Cardiff. But I do know that the big pitch was Wembley, because the logistics of doing PR in London are far better than doing it in Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is there. So you would do all the interviews, you do everything there. I think they will want to go back now, for sure. I think it's kind of funny that they keep showing Wembley on NXT. Did you see that? On NXT this week? They were showing Wembley. Fascinating.
This is an interesting one. This is from Tom Bocci.
Okay, Tom.
Which current day stand-up comics would make great managers? My top four would be Bill Burr, Ron Funches, Rory Scovel, and Pete Davidson.
Tim Dillon. I want Tim Dillon to manage.
Tim Dillon would be great.
Tim Dillon.
I do like Bill Burr. I feel like Bill Burr would be like, come on, what are you guys doing in there?
Listen, you're hurting each other. Why are you fighting,
I'm hurting each other so much.
Ron Funches, I could see doing, for sure.
Well, he's starting to wrestle, too, which is pretty fantastic.
I'm gonna go with Tim Dillon.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Chris Rock's a good one.
You thought about doing The Voice, didn't you?
I can't do a Chris Rock.
I thought about it.
Yeah?
I just thought about doing it.
Can you do one?
I can't do a good Chris Rock.
You know what the secret to a good Chris Rock is? You repeat everything three times.
Three times.
But in that voice.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's 100% true. I wish I could do a good Chris Rock. I can't. It escapes
me. One of my friends does it, and it's so effing good. So effing good. I hear it in my head and I laugh every time.
Tough. That's a tough one. If your names weren't Rich Stambolian and Andrew Zarian, what would they be? offering you guys a chance to start fresh.
I would be Tormund. My first name would be Tormund.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, I could see him as being a Francois.
Ooh, Francois.
Yeah.
I think he's offering to make you guys new identities just in case you run from the law.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What that was.
Oh, he's, is this like a whole, like, to... is this guy a coyote?
He is a coyote.
Guys, seriously.
Smuggle us.
Let me write these names down just in case. What do you want to be known as?
We just switch. Yeah. I become Rich Dambolin.
And I become Andrew Zarian.
Yeah.
let's see here. Oh, Ralph, Llama Whisper says if he was still around, Ralphie May would be great. Oh, you know who'd be amazing? Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice would have been great.
But he'd be bigger than everybody.
I saw Ralphie May, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he got booed out of the building.
Why?
I saw him at the Borgata.
No
way.
He was
opening for Artie Lang. And Ralphie May just got booed out of the building.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is from...
you're talking like 15 years ago.
This is from Pratik. Is there any chance we get different presentations on Raw and SmackDown after the draft?
No. Saying the same.
Cool. Guys, give us like one more good question.
Do you remember we would get every single week somebody would ask us about the set and the ring ropes?
Yeah.
Everybody would ask us about the set and the ring rope. That's gone now. Nobody cares.
We have no power over that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
As if we had power over
that. Except for the ring ropes in AEW. Apparently, I'm able to do that.
Well, we know why. You got a buddy.
I got a buddy
up top.
Tony Khan.
Got a buddy overseas.
I got a buddy overseas. He calls his peepee the Eiffel Tower.
Any news on the...
Set and the ring ropes. There you go. Perfect.
I believe he said it's his wee wee.
His wee wee. His wee wee.
Any news on the set and the ring ropes of WWE?
Stay the same.
from Pro Wrestling Joe.
Thank you, Pro Wrestling Joe.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Joe. Yeah, guys, give us like a good last.
Yeah,
question.
Last question. Last two questions.
It was a fun. It was a fun note to go out on.
I hear my kids coming.
I got
upstairs.
One for you.
Yeah.
This is one. I mean, it's something. Whoop! I had it there.
Mm. First time, long time.
Mm. we just read this one.
Did we?
Where are you?
Yeah, dude, where are you? Seriously. How far underground are you right now?
Dude, you see how hollow he sounds? He's halfway to China by now.
This guy's like the Count of Monte Cristo. He's digging out of Michigan with a spoon.
All right, come on, one more, and we're out of here.
Okay. Well, listen, this chat room is not delivering right now, Andrew.
I'm so sorry. All right, then we wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. We're done. We're finished.
Goodbye.
It is over. Love all of you, and we'll see you next time. Mwah. Take care.